Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am Stephanie Wallace, your host, and tonight we have a special treat for you. We have the whole LAID team here tonight, the whole LAID broadcasting team, Girl Talk and Guy Talk. And tonight we are going to recap the events of Friday. Which we had a special event, the LAID Love Lounge at ICS. It was great. It was great. And we're going to go, you know, we're going to take a look forward because we're almost a year, going on a year now. In April, we're going on a year. And we're going to talk about what we have coming up, what we'd like to do, you know, in this next year coming. And hopefully, you know, some of you guys will call in and let us know what type of things you'd like to see. Right now, we're going to start off with Don. And, hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you feeling?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. I wanted to, as you know, Friday, it was very cold. And a lot of people who were supposed to come to the LAID Love Lounge, they didn't come. And I'd like to recap it, recap the evening for those who missed it. I while we wait for Ms. Z and Tyson to call in. But here's Tyson. Hold on, let me let him in. Oh Lord, now my phone wanna act like that again. But how did you enjoy yourself?
It was very nice. I could say it was. I enjoyed myself. I really enjoyed the comedian Damon. He was very. He's a funny guy. You know.
He was. He is. I said he was, but he is
mm-hmm.
a very
funny
guy.
Uh-huh.
Mhm. I enjoyed him a lot. Let's see if we can get Tyson here again because my phone is acting up. But I enjoyed that. You know what else I enjoyed, Don? I enjoyed you. You were hysterical. You were funny. You were. You know, I got. You know what? I got a lot of people thought that we had scripted that. They thought we scripted that thing. We did a good job. You were funny. You were funny. Very good off the cuff. Very good.
I didn't realize we couldn't be that. You know, realize we couldn't just be natural because you know it's You know, come on, we just got that kind of chemistry thing there going on, you know?
Right.
Sure.
And I enjoyed that a lot because I was a little bit concerned, you know, how it was going to come off, you know, because it's something new, you know,
yes.
and everybody's not ready for something new. But
I wasn't really that concerned in terms of because I knew that you and I once we get together and it can come straight off that. It doesn't really need to be scripted. You know what I mean? It can just flow. You know, in other words, you come natural. And,
right.
You know, just be yourself. And how hard can that be? You know what I'm saying? Being yourself.
But you know what's so funny? I was really blushing. I was really blushing.
Oh, really?
I was really like, yeah. I was really blushing.
It was a lot of fun. I loved it. The opportunity. That's why I told you I want to thank you for that opportunity. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. I really did. From the time I got there, so I just enjoyed the whole evening, really.
Good. I'm glad you did. Did your guests enjoy themselves?
Yes. My sister, my lady was there, you know. And, you know, what's funny is like... You know, but, you know, I had already told her about the event, you know, ahead of time. So it wasn't like, okay, she's coming in, but she don't know what's going on, you know. So it was fun, you know. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad your sister got a chance to see.
Yeah, she finally got a chance to come down. And even though she got there late, but she still got there, you know, nonetheless.
Yeah, good. I'm glad she got a chance to see it. And just to see the type of environment that you're involved in.
Yes.
That's
and
good.
It was so nice and the setup and everything. It was just very, very nice. I mean, it was very well put, very well planned and everyone it was an enjoyable evening, you know, and I really am appreciative of like I said, being a part of that atmosphere was just lovely. I loved it.
Good. Hold on. We got two callers on. I know one is Ms. V and the other is Sasha. I'm going to ask you guys to call back because I'm not able to let you guys in. So hang up and call back and see if we can get you in that way. Yeah, but I think I'll take people behind the scenes a little bit because when I do an event, I get a little crazy. So my days before the event leading up to it, I always feel like I want to cry.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like a ball in my stomach, and I just want to cry. And actually,
you did get a little emotional at one point in time, which is fine, you know. And something, I'm gonna tell you something. What I detected there was, you know, really like tears of joy and relief at the same time, which are very good, actually. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm a sucker for tears. You know, I mean, when a woman cries, I just go, oh, I cannot take a woman crying. However, when a woman is crying and then it's sort of like it's a joyous cry, that's beautiful. I love it.
Good. Hold on. Let me see if I can let Ms. V in now. Hold on. Come on. I don't know why it's acting up. I tried to hook up with my laptop, but being that I hooked up someplace else, outside, I hooked up over at ICS. Now it won't hook up at home without putting in this elaborate password that I do not know. You got to look on the back of the cable box to get it, and it's just
too much. Okay.
Let me see. Come on, Ms. V. Come on. It's not coming in. But anyway, besides that, one of the things that Annalisa had to explain to me is that if the event goes from two angles, from your angle and from the angle of the people who are experiencing the event. You know how you want things to come out. You know what you have planned, but everybody else doesn't. So if there's a little hiccup in the plan, nobody knows it except for you.
Right. And
I used to do that.
When I used to do my radio show, right, I used to make a ton of mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the only mistakes were only known by me. Who knows that I'm making a mistake?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. Nobody knows, except, in other words, a person would have to literally be inside your mind to know that, okay, this is you. I thought you were going to do this, or I thought you were going to, you know what I mean? And that's why you really have to allow things to sort of play itself out. And things come out very nice, as you well know. I mean, look how the evening was. You know, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it turned out really well. And for a minute, I thought, because the comedian, he was late, but he had to park so far away and then roll there in the cold, you know what I mean? So when he, you know, I was so relieved when he showed up, I really was. And he was just, this guy is like, you know, when I was first introduced to him, I started researching him, started looking him up. You know, I didn't want it to be just a disabled comedian, a comedian with a disability, and not be funny. You know what I'm saying? And we all just sympathizing, you know.
Yeah.
And it turns out this guy is, as you see, he is hilarious.
Yes.
And even more than that, he does so much.
Right.
He does so much. And I'm looking and I'm like, what? It really is. It really truly is how much he does. You know, that the rugby, that's rough. They play rugby. They have the chairs, a certain way, and they banging around and, you know, football, aerobics class, all this stuff he does. And I'm like, I'm really impressed. I was really impressed,
He's an amazing guy, and he, you know, like me, I can't see the guy, right? I mean, you know, visually, right? However, you know, when I listen to him speak, you know, there's no wheelchair, and you know, I hear this voice, and his presentation, and it's coming across so clear and so you know, so real, and I'm getting the visual of everything that he's talking about. I'm see it. You know what I'm saying? And I
mm-hmm.
can't see nothing. I mean, visually, I can't see anything. However, when
right.
he's speaking, I'm getting the total visual of everything. He is so descriptive. I enjoy this guy. I mean, I said, this
oh,
guy
good.
Is fantastic.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Yes, yes.
I really am. We had went to see him a couple of times. He does a show at a restaurant in East New York.
Okay.
Over by the mall, by Gateway Mall. And we went to go
mm-hmm.
see him a couple of times, and he brought a couple of his comedian friends, you know, he hosts the show. And he's
okay.
just, I mean,
okay.
they were all outrageous, and it's just a good time. Ah,
yes.
Able to give us a V. Ms. V, you in? How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
How you doing?
It's me and Don on the line.
Huh?
It's me and Don on the line.
Hi. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just cold. My apartment
yeah.
is cold. My water's cold.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yep, I'm sitting in front of the oven. That's how cold I am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I do
my
that.
Goodness. Yes, yes, yes.
I do that one. How
but, you know, they
say
it's supposed to be like 55 tomorrow, so we're going to get a little warm up.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Isn't
that
something? Okay. Yeah. Snow today, 55
else.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I
exactly.
accept it.
Can't
I ain't got no choice but to accept it.
Yeah, it
so
is what it is. Absolutely.
Hi, Ms. V. We're recapping Friday night at the Laid Love Lounge at ICF. What are your thoughts? How did the evening go for you?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, especially when you put my name in it and everything like that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The funny thing,
I'm surprised you did not.
Yes, you did. And the funny thing about it is that really happened once to me, but it didn't turn out as nice as y'all date turned out. I did a blind date for a friend of mine. She was disabled. He wasn't. And I didn't tell him that she was disabled. And when he got to her house, let's say he was very disappointed. Even though she's beautiful, this lady is beautiful. We were young then, so she was young and beautiful at the time. And she said he didn't stay that long, but the next day, yes, he did get in touch with me and tell me, why did you tell me that she was disabled? Why would you do that to me? All this and stuff like that. And then she was very disappointed in me, too, because she said I was supposed to tell her. I should have told him that she was disabled. I didn't really think of it. At the time, I didn't think it would make a difference because I was young, like I said. Even
okay.
in our early 20s, and I didn't think it would make a difference, but he was totally disgusted behind it.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah, so when I saw y'all doing that, I was like, yeah, that's how theirs was supposed to be. So now
well,
I know now never to let that happen because another friend of mine, and this was a male, and he met a woman over the computer, and he didn't tell her that he was disabled. And when he met her at downtown Jacob Javits Center. They were supposed to have a date. They met at Jacob Javits Center. He said when she saw him coming towards her, she was so disgusted, they had to cut the date.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's
not nice.
That's sad. That's sad.
Wow.
That's sad.
See, you know, that was the whole purpose of us doing that. Was
exactly.
because, okay, the whole element of surprise, like, okay, surprise, he's blind. Surprise, she's in a wheelchair. Okay, like, it's like, all right. Now, the fact that, okay, yeah, it's that there is some truth to what I was saying in terms of the whole blind thing. It does put a lot of things, you know, because the looks and all of those things are really irrelevant because you don't see the person regardless. They can describe, you can be whoever a person wants to be, whatever in your mind, but the looks really aren't relevant in this situation.
Right.
And it's a lot of times we spend so much time on what a person, I sometimes wonder if the world were blind, you know, what would it be like? I mean, of course, there would still be prejudices and all that stuff like that. Somehow, believe
it or not,
there would be. Yeah.
We'd find a way.
Mm-hmm. And but it was like people can really get to know each other, and if you could just sit and just be yourself, that's the whole idea of what it's all about. Just two people, not two disabled people, but two people who happen to be disabled. You know,
yeah.
That's the difference. That's what that's the point we were trying to make. And you know, we tried to get across to the audience.
You
should have just went also with an able-bodied person and a person with a disability going on a blind date and seeing how that would have turned out. And maybe
what I plan to do for the next event at Access on the 27th is to bring an improv to Access. And try this concept there at Access so we can do some improv there, you know, different scenarios and see how it goes. And
that sounds good.
I'd like honest reactions to things, but I don't know how much of a how the reactions are going to be compared to what it would be like out in the world, because we're in a safe place for us. Access is a safe place for us where, you know, we are accepted, and the people, even the able-bodied people around us are, you know, they're familiar with our situations and they care about us. So, you know, but so that was, it's going to, that one might have to be a little bit, maybe not so off the cuff as the scene was with me and Dawn, but, you know, with purposely we want the reaction to be a negative reaction and to see how the person might handle it, see how the person with a disability might handle it. We'll see how it all works out. But I think it should be a fun night. It should be a fun night because I like that. I like the whole improv thing. It's fun. You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. You know,
we enjoy watching y'all. Trust me.
Good.
And I've talked to a lot of people, and I've read a lot of comments on certain people's mm-hmm. Facebook page when they spoke about Saturday night, and they really enjoyed themselves.
Good. Yeah. I was able to see the performance on because Annalisa, she put it on Periscope. Yeah, she videoed it for a service, it's an app, and it's called Periscope, and you're able to live stream it. So as we were doing it, we had 90 viewers. 90 people were watching us.
I didn't realize it was that much people. Wow, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but this is people online, not there at the event.
I didn't realize it was I didn't realize it was being streamed. I didn't know. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's my apologies. I meant to tell you that was one of the many things
good,
that I
missed. That's a beautiful surprise.
Okay,
that's a beautiful surprise. That's nice. I like that.
Okay, good.
Yes, indeed.
So, and I was able to catch it because it only stays for like 24 hours. It'll stay online, and I was able to catch it, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed watching it, and I was like, oh, okay, it's fun, we got to think of some other things. We have to get together as a team and think of some other things for us to come up with and surprise people, and so that they can enjoy themselves, because it can't always be like a talk. You know, we got to get them involved doing something else, something different, you know. Would you guys believe that this is our 44th show?
Wow.
This is the 44th show.
That's
believe it's been that many. And I'm like, wow, you know, so we're coming up on an anniversary in April, as you guys know. And we got something big planned. So, you know, that's going to drive me crazy for a couple of months there until it's done. But I plan on that being something big, and I'll announce exactly what it is next month after, you know, during March, because we have something coming up in March also. But this month, as I said, we're going to do February 27th at Axis, and that's going to be improv. We're going to improv. We're going to improv situations dealing with meeting each other, meeting people, dating, how we handle relationships, relationship problems, and things like that. And in March, what I would like to do is I'd like to put on, I hate to use the word display, but, you know, showcase, shine a light on the talents that some of us in the community have.
I was just thinking about that.
Well, that's something, man, you're going to work on, Ms. V. That's something for us to work on for the March.
I was thinking about it right now while you're talking.
That'll be great. I received a gift from one of the ladies at the show, and it was a chocolate shot glass.
Oh, yes.
That's so
cute. A chocolate shot glass. And
I
was like, that is so cute, with a little bottle of liquor and chocolate shot glass. I just thought that was so adorable. And
wow.
She makes, you know, you did, was it good?
What?
I still have
mess with the liquor, but I would have devoured the glass, though, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. And she makes all types of,
wow,
you know, chocolates in different shapes and things like that.
Yep.
And, you know, I know another young lady in the community who's an excellent writer, excellent artist. You know, we have these talents and these skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to shine the light on those things in our community. You know, we do a lot. We do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot. We don't talk about it very often, but we do a lot.
Yep.
You know,
one thing
I've
gotten to appreciate, just being able to, when I first came to ICS, I'd never forget the very first time I stepped foot in there. And everybody was so welcoming and you know, it was such a good thing. I really appreciated that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get used to being around people other than just blind people, because
right.
That's what I was used to being around, because, you know, I was going to Visions and Helen Keller and Jewish Guild and things like that. Now I came to ICS, I had to realize, okay, these people can see me. I have to be reminded of that, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm used to being around folks that can't see me, so it's like, okay,
right.
You know, you have to understand that, you know, so. But it was great. It was great. And I like the fact that you get a chance. People, you know, you create an environment where people can just be themselves. That is so important,
mm-hmm.
though, you know? So important.
It is very, very. I was telling my sister, doing this event at ICS was kind of nerve-wracking to me, because I felt like it was coming home. You know, I did it at Access, and I appreciate and I love the support that I get at Access, but ICS is home, you know, and I appreciate so much the support that they have given me over the years, just as a consumer, you know, they've given me a lot of love and support, and I really appreciate it, and Annalisa and Will, they are, you know, tirelessly, they constantly, every week, boom, 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 boom. They're there giving to us, giving to us, giving to us. And I appreciate that so much. I really appreciate what they've done. I'm watching them over this time do events and do things, you know, and it was, I was so happy that they got a chance to sit down and enjoy the evening instead of running around and having to work and do all that stuff like that. So that was good. And I got to give my children their props. My children really stepped up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Your son.
They
your
really
son,
stepped up.
That's my dude right there. You know, your son, that's you know what I'm saying? He's a good guy. You know? And he's so helpful. And I really appreciate the fact that when people are, you know, helping you get around, you know, and ICS, I could never find my markers in ICS, because everything is always set up different every time I get in the building.
Right.
Markers or anything like that. But it's beautiful when people can, you know, help you get around and things are done in a fashion of And I appreciate the fact that I was able to get some desserts that you didn't know about.
Oh,
and,
you know, I should have made an announcement.
You know, so I was like, yeah, I said, this is for me. Well, like, let me get this. I had to gobble it down real quick, because I kept thinking you were going to come over any minute. You know what I'm saying? I said, you got to come over any minute, and it's going to take it out of my hand.
You were supposed to get a fruit cup. That's what you were supposed to get, a fruit cup.
I did. And some more. It was great.
My daughter Sakina, she's, you know, she decorated the
beautiful, great.
The place, along with the art director, Richard, who was also our bartender for the evening. I mean, everybody just pitched in where they could, and it was just it was wonderful. It was wonderful because everybody was so willing to help. How can I help? That's what I was getting. You know, how can I help? What do you need me to do? And that was just wonderful.
Hey,
right,
I gotta tell you something. Who you said Richard, the bartender?
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you something. That raspberry fizz thing, that was
cranberry
money.
Oh, good.
I'll tell him.
I'll tell him. I'm great. I'm glad. I'm so happy because afterwards I'm worried. You know, because first of all, I can't see the crowd. Right, I can only see people there. I know, right? I see people there, but I don't see the detail. So I can't see if you're smiling. I can't see if you're engaged. I can't see if your hand is raised, if you're paying attention. You know, so I have to take the word of the people around me. And a lot of times I feel like people are just being nice. They just say, you know, they're just saying that. They're just being nice. You know, but I'm going to take it for what it is, and I'm going to,
you know, what
you know,
I love about that environment? I'm going to tell you what I love about it. You know, even, like I said, I don't see anything. I haven't seen anything. Going on 13 years since I've been totally blind, right? And I'm going to tell you something. When I be around people in an atmosphere like that, I can feel certain things that is so, so dear, you know? And it's like, it's real. You know, the feelings are real. You know when people are really sincere and you know when people are sort of kind of faking it and phony and whatever like that. But this is real, genuine. Everybody is genuinely having fun. And this is what I like about it because you know what? When you hear the laughter and you hear, you know, everything going along nice and everybody's, you know, having a good time, you know, there are no wheelchairs. There are no crutches. There are no canes.
Yeah,
none of that stuff around. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the beautiful part about this event. That you know, and Steph, I want to really commend you for your, you know, it takes a lot of heart and courage to put your thoughts and ideas to action. You know, and I really want to commend you for that. I really do.
Share.
Thank you. But this is about, you know, I know how I have felt, and I can only imagine that there are other people who have felt like me. Who do feel like, you know, me or whatever. And this is about all of us. This is about everybody, you know, and just trying to get, and you know, that's why I want people to be engaged and be involved so that everybody's ideas can have a chance to come up. And, you know, we got 90 seconds left and we're going to do our plugs. First of all, I want to give my son a plug. He's over at Harlem Hype Tattoos and piercings at 551 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. Y'all stop by, see him. His name is Neef. Go get your tattoos over there. That was my payment for him for the evening. Don't forget, guys, we're here Mondays at 6 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Lade. You can call into the show. Sasha, I see you. I love you. Thank you for calling in. The number is 347-308-8494, and we are going to be at Access at February 27th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. We are going to have an evening of improv, and then there's a party, live DJ, food, everything. So make sure you stop by. And I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you,
thank
Mama.
You, thank you too.
Thank
love you too.
God.
Take care of yourself.
All right. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.